Blog Talk Radio.
And old chains are breakable.
my mind.
You said,
yeah,
believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
You said,
if you said, yeah,
believe it.
Yeah.
You said,
I am who you say I am.
Shalom. Welcome once again to Kol Elohim. I'm your brother, Ariel, bringing you Iblis culture, Hebrew culture, that is, for those who don't know. Thank you once again for joining us, and those who are listening in the future, thank you. May you be fed with the word of Yahweh and not me. Let me open up with a prayer before I get to talking. Before I get into the lesson and just going through the journey real quick of what Ara has brought us through. So let me open up for prayer first.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yah, thank you once again for giving us your word. Thank you for allowing me to speak your word, Father. Thank you for these last 6 weeks, Father. For I have learned, Father, in these last 6 weeks, Father, I have grown just a little bit more, Father. Though the battle was strong and long, Father, you brought me through, Father. I thank you for that, Father. Father, I ask that all those who are battling, Father, mentally, physically, spiritually, Father, that you give them a helping hand, Father, that you send your Melakim down there, Father, to get on the battleground with them, Father. And, Father, most of all, Father, give them the strength to fight their own battles, Father. Give them increase of the Ruach of Yahushua that lives within us, Father. Give us all that, Father, so we can fight our own battles, Father, that we can stand, each and every one of us, on your word, Father, and rebuke the adversary each and every time, Father, because he comes in a multitude of ways, Father. And you know this, Father. But you said in your word, we are not ignorant of his devices. And yes, that is true, Abba Yah. We thank you for that. But sometimes we still fall short. And we still fall prey to his devices, Father. So we thank you for the brothers and sisters throughout the week that gives us that extra hand, that calls us, that sends texts out. Father, we thank you for that, Father, because they're being obedient to you, Father. And you know what we need at each and every time that we're in the battle, Father. So we thank you for those who are on the battlefield, Father, and you're using, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. Amen. Shabbat is almost here, family. We got about an hour or less left. About an hour left, less than an hour, and the doors of the Shabbat will be open, family. We'll all be able to go inside the door of the Shabbat, put down any burdens, anything that we have. We'll be able to lay it down. In fact, our hearts and minds should be in preparation for when that door of the Shabbat open, that we'll be ready to walk through with no bags. You understand, family? With no bags. With a free mind. And again, that's not always possible. We ain't sitting here talking like everything is roses, right? But you, he said, you will come out smelling like a rose. And then they always say it will always be roses. So, and if you allow Abba Yah, if we allow Abba Yah, the Father, to put our bags down and enter into this rest, just 24 hours that he asks of us, guarantee at the end of it, we'll come out smelling like a rose. I believe what the prophet said, and I'll take that. I take his word. The prophet said that we'll come out smelling like a rose, but he didn't always promise us a rose bush. But we'll come out on at the other end smelling like one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody, last time I talked about 5 hours, about 2 hours. Send me a text to make sure I'm coming through, Casey. Shauna, you said my copy, she's cracking on my little phone. But that's all right. I will provide. He will provide. And I do have a testimony this week. I have a testimony. And that's why I feel so excited. Because I was losing the battle this week, family. I was losing. Hallel, Hasatan, Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call him. But his name is Hallel. He was winning. He got in. He slipped up, and my heart was so heavy. My mind was in confusion. It was running all over the place, if you understand what I'm saying. All over the place. Couldn't settle. Couldn't settle down for nothing. Couldn't settle down. Couldn't. If when you're out in that place, if you've been there, your mind is running all over the place, right? Your mind is running all over the place, Toda Aki. Your mind is just going here, it's going there, Toda Aki. It's just running, you know, and Toda Aki. And it's like Toda Aki. And you cannot, Toda Aki. and you cannot grasp the thought, right? You can't get a thought in. You can't come through. Toda, again, Ike, I appreciate all my brothers. Thank you. You can't just settle your mind, right? Because it's racing. And the worst thing we could do in that situation is try to fix it ourselves. You know, we get in there and we want to fix it. We want to fix, we want to slow it down. We want to stop it from racing. We want to stop the confusion. We want to get rid of this thought that keeps coming up every 5 seconds. Brother called yesterday and we were talking about the movie Conversion. Yeah, it was called Conversion. It's a movie on Prime Video. Good movie. Got to get through some of the fluff, but it got a great point to it. And there's some good talking points in it, too, called Conversion on Prime Video, if you had it. We also were talking about the movie Tomorrow's War, right? We were talking about he was talking about it, basically, right? Me, he not knowing, I'm in this trunk, I'm in this mind being confused, tossed to and fro, mind sifted, well, everything that the scripture talks about, that was me, my mind was, who sure told Kepha, Peter, that Satan desires to sift you like we can, he was sifting, because I couldn't hold a thought. And again, we have to be honest with ourselves. Somebody asks you, what's wrong? How you doing? Tell them how you're feeling. Stop lying. Stop, as a matter of fact, stop hiding. Stop hiding behind these walls that we hide behind. We all do it. Hiding behind these walls. I'm going to tell you something. When you hide behind them walls, you give the enemy all the ammunition. You give the enemy everything he needs when we hide behind these walls. We hide behind these walls. And if a brother discernment or sister discernment is strong enough, they'll pick up on it. We pick up on it a lot of times when we talk to our brothers and sisters and we know something is wrong. The brother I'm talking about, I know when something wrong with my, no, brother, what's going on? Talk to me. Then everything start unraveling. And that's what happened for me. I told her, I said, man, I don't hear nothing you saying, Ike. He's telling me what he's seeing in it, but I can't formulate a thought. I can't hold a thought because I'm trapped. I'm trapped, and I had to tell him, brother, I'm down right now. My spirit is low. My mind is in confusion right now. I said, the reason why I ain't got the fire or the thunder that's coming out of back and forth with you, because what you're talking is on fire, it's true, but I ain't got that in me right now. I'm being suppressed inside right now. My brother said, let's get it. You know what he said? Let's get it. He started talking that word. He said, let's tear it down. And as he was talking that word to me, he was giving me scripture, and he was talking that word, and he was reassuring me who I was in Yahushua. And as the song was going off, all I could hear is my brother. I believe it because that's where he was going at. That's what he was showing me, where I was chosen out of a chosen generation, who I belonged to and all that. And as he was talking, I could feel the depression or the weight coming off. So the lion starting to rise up. It's starting to come out. Who Yahweh called me. Ariel was rising up. Because as he was talking, he was cutting. He was cutting. Tearing that old devil, that old mindset, whatever he had on me, he was tearing it off me. And if you can vision it, the brother had his sword and he was fighting for me, cutting him off. And the lion was roaring again. And I tell the brother, I said, I love you. Because he said, let's get it. Stay there with me. He must have overlooked me this. No. He started reminding me of the scriptures. He started reminding me of who I was in Abba Yah. And calling to my memory what Abba Yah gave me to teach. that lion out. Hallelujah. But I was dead. I was down. Mind in confusion. Straight up in confusion. But the brother fought for me. And as he was fighting with me, I joined the battle. I had to join in because I couldn't stay there. So he had to flee. He had to run. He had to get up out of there because the brother reminded me who I was. And that's all we need every now and then, somebody to remind us who we are. Those little whispers, you know, they take toll. They take toll. This world take toll on us. It takes a toll. That's why Yahushua didn't send them one by one. He sent them two by two. Because he know and understand that this world will take toll on you. Family members, that's not a part of this. We have wives. We have all these things. We have husbands. We have children. We have jobs. Behind enemy lines. But don't hide. Stop all that hiding. Start being honest with ourselves. And that's what this year was about for Israel. If we listen and pay attention to the lessons that have been coming out for the last year plus, it's been about stop hiding. Carrying all his baggage from childhood all the way up till today. Every now and then, we win these battles, but every now and then, if we haven't totally gotten rid of this baggage, it pops back up, and it gets up. But if we hide, we play like everything is okay. Our master, Yahushua, don't y'all think it happened to him? It happened to him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He told them what he told them to do. Pray and watch for me. Yo, be off me up. Pray and watch. Be watchmen for me. Watch my back. Come and I need you to pull out your sword. But Kepha and the gang fell asleep. Fell asleep on Yahushua. So he was being beat down. He was being depressed. So much so that said the sweat was pulling off him like thick blood. That's how much he was being beat. But he himself, he reached down, called on Abiyah, the only one at that time. The only one at that time paying attention besides the Melechim, we know. But Abiyah was waiting for him to call. Call me. Let me in. He's jumping in with you, Yahushua. Melechim, we can't do nothing until he calls. We can't do nothing until we start being honest with ourselves. So everything was going on with us. Ain't nothing we can do. Ain't nothing we can hide from him. You're just going to stay whatever you in for longer. Whatever we in for longer. Abinoah and Melechim, they waiting. Yahushua, they waiting. They waiting to be tagged in. Just like my brother Ahab. Let me get in that battle with you. Let me fight with you. Realize we in the fight. We in the battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You believe it? Or is it just words that's been spoken to you every time, everywhere, every few often when a preacher want to teach or one of the teachers want to teach? They come through and they say that. But do we believe it? Understand daily, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are in a battle for your soul, for our souls. Anyway, Abiyah can jump in if you tag him in. Get on them knees, pray, help me, Father. Help me. Sure did. Not my will, Abiyah. Although this thing, it vexed me. It's vexing them. It's vexing them hard. But he said, not my will. Thy will be done. And that was it. Found My son, to him. Get down there. Remind him of who he is. Remind him while he said in the beginning, I will do it, Abba. Sure. Abba talking to the Melatine, the angel, to go down there and minister to him. Hell is winning right now. Wrestling fanatic, Mr. Rock wrestling, when you got to fight to get to that rope. Some of you women might have. Y'all might not, but I know the majority of the brothers watch wrestling. And you know how when that brother got you in the lock and you got to crawl over there to that and just tag him, but you crawling, you doing everything. You fighting to get to that rope to tag him in. And that's Abba leaning over that rope with his hands. Come on. Come on. You know my favorite was the Road Warriors. You know, once Hulk jumped in that ring to run, they ran. That's Abba Yah. Once Abba Yah jumped in that ring, ooh, them demons don't want no prop. Oh. You get in there so we can get strong. And when we get strong, we join the battle. I'm a witness. It happened. Brother Harvell, he teach them all. He made it tell you. If Abba put that on his heart, in his mind, the Ruach to bring out, you see, he heard it. But I had to tag him in, and he had to fight for me till I got strong enough to fight back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had to get that testimony if I had to. And we talked again today, and my spirit was high. And it's funny because I was with Brother Mariel this week, and I didn't tell my brother. We together went up to see Mama Seal, and prayers is also continued prayers for Mama Seal. I don't know how the procedure went today. I know she was supposed to have a procedure today, but continue to pray for Mama Seal, Brother Mariel, Mom, that Abba Yah lay his hands on him. But he didn't know. He didn't know where my spirit was. I didn't even bring it out to him, which I should have, because I know Mario's been the same way. You go, Mark, Mario, get on fire. What? He's soft spoken, but when Yahweh speaks for him, he gets on fire. He get on fire, and he don't hold no punches. Hallelujah for that. But I had to get that testimony out. I had to. Hallelujah. 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 But we're here at Ministry Society Part 6, and this has been an awesome journey. I want to thank Abba again. And again, I'm trying to jump ahead, you know. I'm trying to keep trying. And then, oh, my goodness, if I could just slow it down, Abba will. Then in my mind, I want to end it, right? I just want to get to the end. All right, this is the thought right here. Hopefully we're able to hold people's attention for the duration of it, because this is just hallelujah, amen. This is, we're still in the beginning processes of this, right? We're still in the beginning of this, and Yah willing, if this Yah will, but right now in my mind, in my thoughts, that we will continue Ministry Society, because we're nowhere near finished. We're nowhere near finished. It's a journey. And we're going through, it's like we're going through the history of Yisrael. The history. But not just with today. Today, you know, I have so many thoughts for the under the subtitle, right? Salvation. You know, Israel is salvation. Scattered. The Messiah, once he came on the scene and he left the scene, that Israel would be scattered, or we will be talking about smite the sheep, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall flee, right? But we got to get there. Don't let me jump ahead. And again, we will always start with Psalms. Psalms 149, but let's start with the question. Always, and I was trying to end the question yesterday. Never tell you, but I just got to sit and just pay, listen to it. Whatever I would say, we just got to do it, right? Then it'll make, it always will make sense in the end, right? Even sometimes we don't know or understand. You say do it, just do it. Because he won't leave us ignorant. He will not leave us ignorant at all. He ain't the father that don't care about your education. He very much care about our education. He's that. He's involved in our education more than we think. Now, if we just take our own lives, he's involved. And your own experiences that have taught you things, he's involved. First, he's the father to say, hey, don't touch that stove, it's hot. But you see you keep going over there. You see you keep wanting to touch it. Okay, well, this child needs to learn from experiences. Ah! I told you don't touch the stove. You ain't going to touch the stove no more, right? Because you learned that what your father said is hot, right? That's our father. That's Abba, right? That's him. He is very much involved in our education and this life that we live. Is the education. These experiences is what educate us, right? He gives us a wisdom to learn and so we can grow from it, right? So we can understand why we do a certain thing, why this happened, why that happened. What should I do the next time this happened? How should I react, right? He's very involved in our education. Very involved. Psalms 149, but again, let me start off with that question. What would you do to keep your enemy from the source of his power? That has been the question all we do in slightly, but we really haven't gotten to answer that question. We danced around it a many times, but we really haven't gotten to answer that question. And we ain't going to answer this week either, I'm letting you know now. But we're going to get there to show throughout the ages, what did this our enemy do to Israel? What did he do to keep us from the source of our power? Even today, he still worked that same thing that he's been working since the garden today. From the source of our power. And it happened periodically with us as believers, right? Periodically, we forget who the source of our power and where it comes from. Who is this? Who we are? It is not always on the, we don't walk around with it tattooed or full on the forefront of our mind, right? It should be there. But sometimes that old episode, he gets in, he slides in, and he make us forget who the source of our power is. Right? We all been there. We all been there. Moments of weakness, right? Psalms 149. And again, just shema this psalm right here. I hope by now when we read it, it means a whole lot more to us, right? We see so much more in just this one psalm right here. And just last week, what Abba taught us, that we are prophecy. I hope we see that. In fact, we're going to talk about some prophecies today. We're going to read about some prophecies today. All right? We're going to read about them. Now, I'm saying we're going to go into them. Whatever I would say, but I know so far we're going to read about them. Praise Yahweh. Sing to Yahweh a new song. His praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Yisrael rejoice in him who made them. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises to him with tambourine and harp. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in their honor. Let them sing for joy on their beds. May the high praises of Yah be in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with feathers of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. All his saints have this honor. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Woo. Was in my brother's hand. My brother said, let's get it. Let's get it. And he was asking me as I was coming out, you back, Aki? You back? You back? I wish I could have taken that. Because somebody else needs that just as well as I need to do. You know, that's a testimony for somebody else, right? As we read the testimonies in the scriptures. Again, if we believe it or not, the book is still being written. The book is still being written. And that act that took place yesterday, I guarantee you, Abiyah wrote that down. That was written down on the book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh gave the brother Shabbat to let us know that we are still in biblical times. And that wasn't even thought until Abiyah put it in that brother. Put it in the oath mouth, right? Put it in his oath mouth that we are still living in biblical times. So we're still living in biblical times, as the word said, everything is being written down. And the books were open, the book of our lives. So I know that gave the Melekim great joy to go back and pin that down. Harvell, you got some stars by your name for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all want some stars written by our name. You know how the teacher did. You get a star or you get that upside down with frowny face. I had a little bit too many of the upside down with frowny faces. But I skated through for how long I went, though. For how long I went. And that's another year. That's another testimony. That's another life, right? But that teacher gave you stars by your name when you did something good. Written down, right? Or you got a smiley face. Or the upside down with frowny face, too. I'm just happy. Forgive me, family. I got to give Abba his praises. I got to give him his praises because I was it. My mind was in confusion. And then he lifted that thing off me. You ever just feel like crying? I mean, not because you're sad. You're just happy. You're happy. That's how I feel like that. I feel like that. I'm still happy. You know, more so because I'm reading the word of Abba, but because the testimony. Because I was down. I have to keep giving Abba Yah praises for that. I have to keep giving him praises. And I hope that is encouraging someone else out there who is down. I hope someone else out there know when they're down, tag a brother or sister in. Tag Abba Yah in. Because he's waiting to be tagged in. He's waiting. Hallelujah. So again, let's read some of these prophecies. We're going to be in the book of Zechariah for a minute. We're going to do three chapters of Zechariah, and the last two chapters will be in Psalms. But we're going to do Zechariah. We're going to read three chapters in Zechariah. And just Shema, just listen. Just listen. And that's at chapter 8, 12, and 13. And the word of Yahweh of armies came to me. Yahweh of armies said, I am jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I am jealous for her with great wrath. He like a love of scorn, right? That's how I feel right now. That's what he's talking about. And another thing I want to just give everybody a hint to, right, or something to pay attention to. When he say Zion for us today, when he say Yerushalayim or Jerusalem, don't look at that land because it ain't about that land. Look at yourself. Look at you. Call yourself an Edith Israeli. If you call yourself that, if you take hold of the Torah and Yahushua, you may not even want to give yourself a name, but Abba gave us a name. If you take hold of the Yahushua and keeping Torah, don't look at the land, but look at yourself when you talk about the land. Yahweh of armies says, I am jealous for Zion with great jealousy. I am jealous for her with great wrath. Yahweh, I have returned to Zion and will dwell in the middle of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city, truth, and the mountain of Yahweh of armies, the holy mountain. Yahweh of armies says, old men and old women will again dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, every man with his staff in his hand for very age. That read a little funny. The streets of the city will be full of boys and girls playing in its way of says, if it marks the eyes of, remember you asked me, y'all, we talked about we are prophets. I am a prophet fulfilled, right? Yahweh of armies says, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they will dwell within Jerusalem, and they will be my people, and I will be their mighty one in truth and in righteousness. Yahweh of armies. Sorry about that, brother. I didn't get a chance to read that. I don't know what you said, brother. Yahweh of armies says, let your hands be strong, you who hear in these days those words from the mouth of the prophets who were in the day that the foundation of the house of Yahweh of armies was laid, even the temple that it might be built. In other words, just listen to the prophets, right? Listen, read the Torah in that. Listen to that, he's saying. For behold, those days there was no wages for man, nor any wages for any animal. Neither was there any peace in him who went out or came in because of the adversary. For I set all men, everyone, against his neighbor. But now, again, another thing we want to pay attention to, who set them? Abba Yah. But now, I will not be to the remnant of this people as in the day, in the former days, says Yahweh of armies, a remnant. Again, we're not talking about the whole nation, but a remnant of the nation, right? For the seed of Shalom and the vine will yield its fruit, and the ground will give its increase, and the heavens will give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to inherit all these things. It shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the nations, house of Yehuda and house of Yisrael, so I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Don't be afraid. Let your hands be strong. For Yahweh of armies says, as I thought to do evil to you when you're harassed, says Yahweh of armies, I didn't repent. I did it. In other words, so if I did evil, I'm going to do good, right? So again, I have thought in these days to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Yehuda. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, Israel. Endure. Endure. And when you have those moments, call on a brother and sister. Or sister. These are the things that you should do. Speak every man the truth with his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and shalom in your gates. And let none of you devise evil in your heart against his neighbor, and love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, says Yahweh. The word of Yahweh of armies came to me. Yahweh of armies said, the fast of the fourth, fifth, and seventh, and tenth month shall be for the house of Yehuda joy and gladness and cheerful feast. Therefore, love truth and peace. Yahweh of armies says, many people and the inhabitants of the cities will yet come. Amen. So again, it's not just talking about Israel. Adding now. He's adding something to Israel. And the inhabitants, one shall go to another saying, let's go speedily to entreat the favor of Yahweh and to seek Yahweh of armies. I will go also. Yes, many peoples and strong nations will come to seek Yahweh of armies in Yerushalayim and to entreat the favor of Yahweh. So it ain't just Israel. We stated that from the very beginning. I don't think we ever taught here at Beth Yahweh for the 22 years I've been here, plus that it was always just Israel. Yes, we teach here that in Israel the way you must come, but Gentiles can come in too by that. But it has a name. The nation has a name. And they are natural-born Israelites. And they are because it gets paid to me. And I'm like, nope, not that one. But I was just about to say about the 144,000. So there is a remnant that Abba keeps his eye on. The 144,000, they have a specific job, and they are natural-born Israelites, all day and time. You know that is Abba Yah. Who are these natural-born Israelites or this the descendants of the 12 tribes? Who have a specific job to do. And their specific job to do is to teach the nation the Torah through the eyes of Yahushua. Right? That's their job. To bring in the everlasting gospel. Because we went through in the journey we've been going through, the Gentiles, Israel gave away the word of Yah, as much as possible anyway, right? As much as possible anyway. It's like, y'all got it, but y'all not going to get it, if you understand that, right? Y'all not going to get it. It ain't until I raise up this 144,000, those who with the spirit of Eliyahu, also the spirit of restoration of Israel, who going to have the charge to straighten out the crooked path. Because right now, Israel got a lot of crooked paths. A lot of crooked paths in Israel. Right now. So the spirit of Eliyahu, again, will rest on natural-born Israelites. Not saying that Gentiles, those who come in, cannot be a part of it. We're not saying that. We're not saying that. Yes, many people and strong nations will come to seek Yahweh of armies in Yerushalayim and to entreat the favor of Yahweh. Again, we ain't talking about the land. So where are they going to entreat Yahweh from? See today. What is our job today? To the beginning. And what's the name of this? A ministry society. And again, what Yahushua said, that this world will hate you because they hate me. So the natural, not just the Israel of Yah, we ain't got to say natural born no more. The Israel of Yah is an enemy to this society and to the king or the prince of this society, which is Allah, which is Satan. And he is the one who is waging war against the saints. And who are the saints? Who do the Bible call the saints? Not what this Catholic foolishness talk about. Who the Bible calls saints? Revelation 14:12 or Revelation 12:17? I believe that's it. Here is the patience of the saints. Those who keep the commandments of Yah and have the testimony of Yahushua. They who the Bible called the saints. The commandments of Yah, keeping Torah, and the testimony of Yahushua. It's ours. So I just got to get in line and follow his thought, right? I keep wanting to say something. Open my mouth. Yahweh of armies says, in those days, 10 men, which will take hold out of all the languages of the nations that will take hold of him, of hold of the skirt of him who is a Yahudi, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Yah is with you. What are we talking about? The menace, the society, right? And a nation was raised up to do a particular thing. They have a job to do, Israel. You have a, you didn't been, you wasn't raised up just to get up in this society and go to work, go to work, go to work each and every day. No, we are raised up. We have a job to do. Nation is going to be looking to whom who is a Yahudi. Praises Yah. You can say it like this, whatever your name is, Ben Yahuda, Ben Yahushua. Because if you in Yahushua, Yahudi, don't care where you are or what one you come out of, what you believe you are, if Yahushua lives within you, you are Ben Bat Yahudi, sons and daughters of the tribe of Yisrael. Down, you're a little Mashiach, you're a little Yahushua, each and everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. So we on display, as the scripture says. We on display. We are wonder. We are a wonder. And one, I believe, brother, he said something a couple of weeks back when he was teaching, I believe it was on the feast day. He said that when you see us keeping Torah, when you see us keeping the law, statutes, and judgments, and having a faith in Yahushua, he said, that's a miracle. He was right. That is a miracle. That right there is a sign. It's a miracle. You look for signs. You look for wonders. You look for miracles. Look at yourself. A miracle. Sign. The scripture said you are a sign. We read about that last week. In Devarim and Deuteronomy about the sign. A whole journey to say that in that captivity that you're going to wake up. You're going to start to hear the voice of Yah, the voice of Yahushua. Hey, my sheep, hear my voice. That sign, you are that miracle, one of them who the nations will be looking at and coming to. But we're saying all this, and we got to have in the thought in the back of our mind that there's an adversary, and he don't want that. He do not want that. He do not want the nations, the world, coming to Yahuda, to Israel, right? You don't want that. And that's where we headed at. We headed at that old adversary called the devil, trying to put roadblocks in for Israel rising up, for nations coming to Israel, coming to know and understand that, hey, it ain't about JC. He's a liar. He's false. Krishna, Buddha, Muhammad, and all these other cats. Oh, Yahushua HaMashiach. He don't want that. He don't want that. But 10 men out of all the nations, all the languages, they're going to look at you, Israel. They're going to look at how we treat one another, how we loving one another, what are we doing with one another. Even when we out in that park, best believe eyes are watching. We out there on display, and they watching how we treat one another, how we talk to one another. Is the love flowing? Is what they call today, and what the mindset of the people, is the energy on point over there? How the energy feel over there? How's the ruach? How is it traveling around? how is our hover towards one another, the love towards one another, to care for one another. And I must say, since we've been out there, we've been doing a good job of the ahava towards one another, the love towards one another. Amen? I don't think that since I've been out there, that when we was out there, we on display. Because the world watching. Man, everywhere we go, we know the world is watching. That's 12, family. Zechariah 12. We keep you in the store. We're watching. Especially if you got on the ZZ, or if you're a woman and you rap. You dressing modest, especially for our sisters. You dressing modest in this day and time? When the popular or anything is to show your body? Show something? But you being modest? You being wrapped up in this world? Today, you know, here's the crazy thing about that family. They look at our sisters as if they in bondage. Oh, my God, come out of that bondage. What are you doing? I know you're hiding all that. Come out of that. You're free. I believe sister said somebody said that to him years ago. You in the United States, you free. Come out of that. Show your booty. Show your boobs. Get free. Get naked. No. Yeah. In fact, you are the one in bondage. You are the one who is clothed in bondage. Our sisters, let me be the first to tell you, with all the rest of my brothers behind me, y'all are more freer and more beautiful than any chick on the face of the planet, the daughters of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for your modesty, your breath of fresh air in this world. The carnal mind looks at that and think that that's nice. So we're moving on to Zechariah 12, family. We're going to read Zechariah 12 also. A revelation, and again, we read in prophecy. A revelation. Hallelujah. A revelation. Yahweh's word concerning Yisrael, Yahweh, who stretches out the heavens and lays the foundation of the earth and forms the spirit of man within himself. Behold, I will make Yerushalayim a cup of ruling to all the surrounding people, and it will also be on Judah in the siege against Yerushalayim. I mean, okay, so I'm going to make him a cup of ruling, you know, drunk it or stag it, these other nations. But he did say it's going to be on you too, Judah. You too, Judah. It will happen that day that I will make Yerushalayim a burden from stone for all the people. All who burden themselves with it will be severely wounded, and all the nations of the earth will be gathered together against it. Message, Israel. What did it say? Israel going to be a burden from stone. And again, do not look at that land. The world looking at that land over there. The world looking at them people over there. But it ain't them people. Not Israel. It's a menace to society. Meaning of the word. Society. Again, people want to come to say, you know what? Why are we all fighting? It's some black people. They're savages. It's them. That's where all the murder and mayhem and disrespect and all everything else that you can name is coming from. Why are we fighting? It's them. It happened in history already. It happened already. I forgot the name of the book, but I'll get it. Where the brother was down there, I believe it was in the 60s, about the unions, the railroad unions. He was down there because white men wanted the railroad. They wanted the unions too. He was down there fighting. Afterwards, the white people, both sides, turned on the brother. Why are we fighting? It's him. He's the problem. A burdensome stone, Israel. a burdensome stone. All the inhabitants of the world. Is that not Abba's word? Is that not true? Do we not see that? How all the world look at us as a burdensome stone. And hey, talking about the ones who don't keep Torah. What you think they're going to think about for those who keep Torah and say, no, that rainbow that you're running around with, I see that. I see that the world was so evil at the time that Abba Yah had to destroy it. But I see that as a banner or a mark for your prideness. That right there, it takes me back to the book of Bereshit. Takes me back to the time of Noah when man's heart and his imagination was evil continually. Time we end again. Guess what Yahushua said the end days going to be like? The days of Noah. When man's thought is evil continually. And here, it's no coincidence that Hillel will put in their mind to make this as their symbol, the rainbow. Shema that Israel, look at that. Just leading that charge for them. To let, in fact, I thank you, Hillel, because you letting us know where we are at in time. Because they proudly, and it ain't just them, they got the nations doing it. They got, quote unquote, straight men and women backing them. That burdensome stone, Israel. Get out of here with that. No, we don't believe in that. No, two men should not be with one another. Two women should not be with one another. No, we will not uphold that. So again, they may look at Israel out there as a menace. But what you think they're going to look at Israel who keep Torah and have the testimony of Yahushua? You think we're going to be a burdensome stone? You think this world ain't going to hate you? Let me read that again. Three. It will happen in that day that I will make Yerushalayim a burdensome stone. For all the people, all who burden themselves with it, will be severely wounded, and all the nations of the earth will be gathered together against it, against us, Israel. In that day, said Yahweh, I will strike every horse with terror and his rider with madness, and I will open my eyes on the house of Yehuda and will strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. Excuse me. The chieftains of Yehuda will say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength in Yahweh of armies and their Elohim. In that day, I will make the chieftains of Yehuda like a pan of fire among wood and like a flaming torch among sheaves. And they will devour all the surrounding peoples on the right hand and on the left. And Yerushalayim will yet again dwell in their own place, even in Yerushalayim. Right? Right. Remember, don't look at their land. In that day, Yahweh will defend the inhabitants of Yerushalayim. He who is feeble among them, at that day, will be like David. Amen. Yahweh going to give us the spirit of David, even to the feeble ones, right? Even to those of us who ain't got that strength, right? So that means we're going to get an increase of that Ruach. We're going to get an increase of his spirit. And we're going to come like David. We're going to come like warriors. Whew. We come from a long line of warriors, family. A long line. And David's house will be like Elohim, like Yahweh's angels before them. Amen. It will happen in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Yerushalayim. I will pour on David's house and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they will look to me whom they have pierced. We're talking about prophecy, Sam. And they shall mourn for him as one. Hold up, though. Let's go back. We missed something. Let me read that again. Just that part right there. And they will look to me whom they have pierced. Who talking? This message right there. Who talking?
Uriah.
Who talking to him? And they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and will grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for his firstborn. That our eyes gonna be open. When we come to realize, hey, Matthew, how you felt? How you felt when you come to realize that Jesus was false? How was you? But you was giving him all his honor and glory. Maybe you was with Muhammad. Or maybe you looked at yourself as that person of a deity, right? Of valor and honor that should be bestowed upon, right? How did you feel when you come to find out? Denying Yahushua HaMashiach. Did it break you? Or did you even think about it? Because we was there. You did, if you was in JC Club, or if you in your own club, Muhammad's or anybody else's, you did the same thing. You denied Yahushua HaMashiach. In that day, there will be a great mourning, Yerushalayim, like the mourning of the Hadarim. I hope I got that right. In the valley of Midanim. The land will mourn, every family apart, the family of Dawid's house apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathaniel, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shemite apart, and their wives apart, all the families whom remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. Amen. Let's move on to 13, and we're going to read 13, then we're going to move back into Psalms. We're going to keep the thought going. Excuse me. In that day, because the thought is still going, in that day, there will be a spring open to David's house and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. It will come to pass in that day, says Yahweh of armies, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they will be remembered no more. I will also cause the prophets and the spirit of impurity to pass out of the land. It will that when everyone still prophesies, then his father and his mother who bore him will tell him, you must die, because you speak lies in Yahweh's name, and his father and his mother who bore him will stab him when he prophesies. Your own mother and father won't hear the lies that they start speaking. It will happen in that day that the prophets will each be ashamed of his vision when he prophesies. Neither will they wear a hairy mantle to deceive. But he will say, I am no prophet. Shemadah family, listen a little right closely. But he will say, I am no prophet. I am a tiller of the ground, for I have been made a bond servant from my youth. Who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? He said, I am no prophet. They asked Yahushua, is you that prophet? Man, I'm a tiller of the ground. And Adam was made out of what? The ground. This is Yahushua right here. I'm just giving it to y'all. He's talking to you. I am a tiller of the ground. He's purging us. He's turning us over and over and over. What the ground means? Those who God knows. When you got to go down there and dig deep and dig up, get all the way down to that. To that rich, dark soil. Turn it over and over and over. You'd be able to plant something, right? Hallelujah. That's what Yahushua said. That's what this is showing us, this practice. But he will say, I am no prophet. I am a tiller of the ground, for I have been made a bond servant from my youth. Say to him, what are these wounds between your arms? Then he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Hallelujah. Yeah. Awake against my ship, against the man whom is close to me. That's Yahweh. That's Yah. Medica. Let's get it right. That's Yah. Listen to him. Who is close to me? Who is closer to you, to Yah than Yahushua? No one. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man whom is close to me, says Yahweh of armies. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little one. Did it not happen? And that in all the land, says Yahweh, two parts in it will be cut off and die, but the third will be left in it. I will bring the third part into the fire. Come through the fire. Yahweh is doing this. Someone else got to go through these trials and these tribulations. It's got to build the ruach within us. It's no different than boot camp. My brothers will tell you who was in or were in the military. They bring you in there, so the first thing they got to do is tear you down. Purify you, in other words, so they can build you back up. Because Yahweh, at the end of the day, is building an army. All through Zechariah, all we reading is Yahweh Zabaoth, Yahweh of armies. Yahweh family man, right? He didn't say that. You know, Yahweh the businessman, right? No, Yahweh of armies. What's our armies for? It shall happen that in all the land, says Yahweh, two parts and it will be cut off and die, but the third will be left in it. I will bring the third part into the fire and will refine them as silver is refined and will test them like gold is tested. They will call on my name and I will hear them. I will say, my people, and they will say, Yahweh is my mighty one. That's my word. That's not good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But listen, what we're talking about. Somebody knows about these prophecies. Somebody knows about these prophecies. So what you think they're going to do, back to the question, to keep us from that, to keep the nation from coming to Israel? And this right here will be these last two script places we're going to go, they are jump starts to the next journey 6 weeks from today that Abba will have with him. To Psalms, and y'all know these Psalms. Y'all know these Psalms. Psalms 2:1-3. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot vain things? The kings of the earth take a stand, and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against his anointed. Matter of fact, let's do it like this. Against Yah and against his anointed, Yahushua HaMashiach, right? Let's break their bonds apart and cast their cords from us. That's what the nations want, right? Remember the prophecies we just read about. You think they're going to just allow that, allow? They're going to let him do what he do. They're going to let him do him. But he still won't be able to start. Now, I am going to jump ahead. Psalms 83, family. And that's the last scripture for this journey. It's the last thought we're putting on our mind for this journey. 1 through 12. A psalm by Esther. Yah, don't keep silent. Don't keep silent. And don't be still, Elohim. For behold, your enemies are stirred up. Those who hate their head, They conspire with cunning against your people. They plot against your cherishment. Come, that they say, let's destroy them as a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. For they have conspired together with one mind. They form an alliance against you, the tents of Adam and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarites, Gebal, Ammon, and Amalek, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre. Assyria also joined with them. They have helped do to them as you did to Midian, as to Syria, as to Jabon at the river of Kishon, who perished at Endor, who became the dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zebah. Yes, all their princes like Zebah and Zimna, who said, let's take possession of Yah's pastures and land. That last part. Let's take, and again, we ain't talking about the land. Let's take possession of Yah's pasture and land. Two thoughts with that. The people and their inheritance. But we got to go back up to what they raised. They want to break the gold. Let's take the name of Yisrael out. Let them be in remembrance no more, because Yisrael has a job to do. Not that they can slow down Abba's word, and not that they can stop Abba's work. They can't do it. But we're going to go through it anyway. We're going to go through what Abba has us to go through for this journey. And that's the end of the Blog Talk family. And Tracy, we all got something out of it. And get a chance, go back through. You may have missed something. I'm going to do the same thing, because, again, I always miss something. And when I go back in there, like, oh, I remember I said that. Hallelujah for that. Hallelujah. But let me read the benediction and close with the closing prayer. And we in the Shabbat right now. The Shabbat door has been opened. Praise be yard and walk in it. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, who sanctifies, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to the young. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel. Shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Torah Aviyah, once again, Abba, I pray for all those who are listening, Father, for all those who heard, Father, for the journey. And thank you for the journey that we was on, Father, your word, Father. I ask and pray for the seed that was planted, that you do all three, Father. You plant it, you water, and give it increase, Father, that it may take root in fertile ground, Father, that we all may be just a little bit stronger within your word, Father, just a little bit stronger within our spirit, Father. Father, I ask and pray for those who are ailing mentally, physically, and spiritually, Father, that you send a brother and sister to them, Father. They don't even have to ask, Father. Just send somebody to them, Father. Send someone, Father. Send thy word. Abiyah, ask all these things. And I also want to pray for your Kohanim, Father, who toil and labor in your word throughout the week, Father, to hear you, Father. May you remove any and every obstacle in their way, Father. May their homes be in shalom, Father, in peace, Father. So when they have to come and present your word, Father, that their minds be free, Father, that their ruachs had no burden in it, Father, and just that they would be able to flow to them, Father. There would be no blockage, Father. And I pray that not only for the Kohanim, I pray that for all Israel, Father, because we're all in the fight, Father. We're all out here in this world system where you have set us, Father, to be lights. So may we be strong and bright lights in this darkened world. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom. Torah for listening. Amen.
thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe, yeah. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side, in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Yo God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on.